Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening, everyone. It's Matt Johnson, the leader of the pack, coming at you tonight. And I know I was absent last week. I was actually with our family, my mom actually, and her side of the family. We were in Spokane, Washington, just enjoying a little vacation. So we are back, and we are ready to go this week. And so, like we do with every PAC radio show, we're going to start out and just kind of, we'll just call it the PAC rant, and we're just going to rant a little bit about things that are going on in my life and things that are where I'm at. So, the last few weeks have been a little bit of a struggle when it comes to my fitness. Haven't been getting the results that I have been wanting and needing, and it has been frustrating. You know, I push myself in my workouts. I don't try to hold back at all, and I really try to push my limits when I'm going through my workout. And so when you don't get results and you're working so hard, it just becomes exhausting. And I'm sure you've all been there where you go to the gym and you either don't get results or you get worse. And you hit this plateau and yada, yada, yada. But the reality is I knew that there was something in my program that I needed to adjust and switch, and I just had to figure that out. So I looked at my nutrition, and I said, well, no, my nutrition is good. So if it's not that, then there's probably something within my workout. Now I've been pushing in my cardio, so it's not my cardio. So now I know that it's in my weight training. What I had to do is I had to turn up the intensity in my weight training, and what do you know? My body started to react. I started to get results again. So, you know, the lesson here is I had grown. Like, my body has changed. It's grown. And if I don't continue to look for ways to challenge it or push it, then it doesn't grow. Then it just stays where it's at. And a lot of times when you're going through your fitness program, we get so comfortable with the things that had challenged us before, but our body has adapted to it. And now it just stops getting results and says, nope, you're already, like, this is easy. You may mentally, really it's in our heads that mentally we think that it's hard, but the reality is we've actually grown. And we are a lot stronger than when we first started. So in order to keep progression or keep growth happening, we must look for ways to turn up the intensity. We must do something different. So a little rant is, if you're not seeing results, if you're not getting the results that you want in your life, then just consider that maybe it's time to change things up a little bit. Maybe it's time to do something different. Now, of course, you always continue to do the base. I always keep the base, all about that base, all about that base. No, not that kind of base. I always keep the base of my weight training, and I just turn up the intensity, whether it's the amount of the weight that I'm using, or whether it is making it into a superset, so doing an exercise back-to-back, shortening up rest time, increasing reps, increasing sets, all these things increase the intensity, making it harder and making my body work more. It's that simple. Now, the problem is when we get started, oftentimes it will be hard. It will be difficult. And once our bodies have grown, once we've grown into this new body, you know, we really won't want to do it again. We will always fall back into our thoughts of, that was super hard. I don't want to go back and feel that kind of pain again. I've come so far. And we just talk ourselves out of it and we get comfortable where we are at. But if you don't push your body's limits, if you don't continue to look for ways to challenge it, then you will fall back and you will actually get the results that you don't want in the first place. With your bodies, always be looking for challenges, but also in every other area of your life, you must be willing to find and look for ways to challenge your limits, whether it's with your spirituality, whether it's with your relationships, and whether it's with your business. Oftentimes, this is when people fail. This is when you see empires collapse, where you see the kingdoms collapse, is when they get so comfortable and they think, oh, yeah, I don't need to do date nights anymore, or I can always just keep it a dinner and a movie. I don't have to do anything extraordinary. And then all of a sudden the spouse is like, this is old. This is stupid. Has no meaning. It was funny because growing up, we used to watch The Simpsons all the time. And there was an episode and they said, I love you. And it was funny because I can't remember exactly which character or whatever, but in it, he says, you've said that so much, it's lost all meaning. And so whenever me and my friends were talking and we would say something and it would be like, I don't even like you, and or something like that, where we're just joking around, you know, we're teenagers, we're grown up, whatever. So when someone would say something like that, we would just say, well, you've said that so many times, it has no meaning. So, it's funny, though, because this relates back to our relationships, spirituality, our bodies, our business. If we continue to do the same things over and over and over again, it suddenly loses meaning. And we stop seeing the results. We stop growing and expanding our capacities. And when that happens, we start to diminish the relationships, the spirituality, the body, and the business. They will diminish. So you must be willing to expand. You must be willing to challenge your limits, and you must be willing to do things different. Always change, always, always look for ways to challenge your body, your being, your balance, and your business so that your capacity can handle more. So I know my body, and I know that when it comes to strength, when it comes to building muscle, that it comes really easy. But burning fat, not always the easiest thing. It's my menus or whether, no matter what it is, it's always been a lot more difficult for me to burn fat than it has been for me to build muscle. So this is the perfect thing for me to talk to you about because it's happening right now in my life, but it's also relevant because that is today's topic to share with you, because a lot of people struggle with this when it comes to their bodies and the types of bodies that they have. Now, if you are listening and you are in the fitness industry and you've been in it a while, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say body types. But then right now there is this debate on whether this theory should be in or out. And I'll explain that a little bit more in detail. So there are three different body types that are labeled when it comes to our body. So there's the endomorph. Now, the endomorph are people who are just they just seem to always be fat. Like, it's just, they're not skinny, they're not muscular, like, they're fat. Always have been. Since the day they were born, they just seem to always have a little chunk on them. Never get rid of the baby fat, right? So that's an endomorph. Then there's an ectomorph. And an ectomorph is someone who is super skinny, who just never seems to be able to put on some weight. They eat and they eat and they eat whatever they want, and they still don't put on any muscle. They're just scrawny. These people are always looking for ways to put on more muscle, to look better, and they just seem to struggle. So an ectomorph, the skinny, tall, lean people. Now, there is the mesomorph. Now, the mesomorph is like the body that everyone just is in awe. They don't train hard. They don't necessarily have to train hard. They build muscle really easy, and they just look like their bodies were given by the gods. Just that, just seems like a natural, gifted body. Okay? So endomorph, just naturally more round, lean, and mesomorph, usually a little bit more muscular and stronger. So those are the three body types. Now, in the fitness industry, there's a big debate on, you know, this is not a true theory anymore. You can control, like, your body type, so it doesn't make it a real theory. And just heard all this, all these debates. But you have to just consider that whether you can train your body to be a certain way, you could argue that all day. So the way that I look at this is you have to be able to just graph or chart where you are, because there's no doubt that there are certain training methods and nutrition methods that have to be used with these certain body types. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, is each one, what body types need certain trainings and nutrition and all of those things, of how, in order for you to get the best results, to get healthy and get the results that you're looking for, what are you going to have to do? So there's things that you have to consider also when you're looking at body types, and it's the muscle fiber types. So for me, for instance, I am horrible at endurance training. I can do it. I've ran races. I've done like 10Ks. I've done Ragnar races. You know, I've done races. But for me, it's always just been a huge struggle for me to really be an endurance athlete. I was a sprinter and a long jumper, and I've just always been really fast. So when you look at that, there's certain muscle types. Now, the different muscle types that you can have in your body is a type 1 muscle fiber, which is slow twitch. Now, the type 1 muscle is usually slower to fatigue, and they're usually a lot smaller in size. Okay, so they're able to sustain more endurance. So if you're an endurance athlete, you probably have more type 1 muscle fibers in your body. Now, if you are a type 2, that's a fast twitch. And talking to my coach and everyone that I've talked to, like, we just have come to the conclusion that my body is more of a type 2. Now, these are usually larger in size, and they produce more force, and they're quicker to fatigue. And if there's one thing that I know about my muscles, is that they fatigue a lot sooner than most. I've just never had that kind of endurance, but I have always been able to build muscle really easy, and I've been able to be really explosive, been really fast, and so that just tells me that the majority of my muscle makeup and physiology is going to be more type 2, okay? So those things also play a role in the results that you're going to get and how to train your body those all have to play a factor in your program design. So let's dive into it. Is with the endomorph. The endomorphs are, again, those who are usually rounder and chubbier. It just seems like they never got rid of the baby fat, which is okay. So with the endomorph, obviously cardio has to be a big part of your program. You need to be able to do your cardio, and I would recommend doing it more frequently throughout the week, so probably 5 to 6 times a week. I'm not telling you that you have to go crazy each time, but getting out and being active, your body just requires you to do more. Okay, you got to do more cardio. And weight training has got to be a priority because we want to put on more lean mass in your body so that you can have good, healthy muscle tissue. And weight training is an important aspect of any program, but you want to develop the body that is going to be long-term. And so if you only do cardio, then you aren't building the lean mass that you need to help you in the long run burn fat and keep fat off. So cardio, and then with your weight training, you want to make sure that you're doing your weight training. And weight training, as far as what you should do, you know, you want to build a base and you want to progress. Weight training is always progressive. From wherever you're at, you just need to start from where you are and build up and progress your program. As far as nutrition, now nutrition is key because normally you're going to have to be able to control your blood sugars, and you're going to have to figure out where your blood sugars are and what's going on. But normally you're not going to want to eat a lot of carbs. You'll still want carbohydrates in your meal plan, but you don't want probably what most people could take. You don't want to take. Your percentages will be a little bit lower for the amount of carbohydrates that you have, and you want to always stay away from the more processed carbs. They will cause your body to hold on to that fat, and it will be a lot harder for you to burn fat away. So you want to try to get good, nutritious mineral and vitamin and dense food, caloric dense food, like things that have nutritious value. And you want to make sure that you're getting enough in your body, but not too much. And so there's a certain percentage. And that's what I help a lot of my clients figure out, is how much do your bodies need when it comes to carbohydrates, protein, and fats. So the endo, cardio 5 to 6 times a week. Not fun. I get it. Weight train, nutrition, carbohydrates got to be in a good percentage range, usually a little bit lower. Anywhere from 40 to 45 is usually good, but depends on your body. Depends on your body determines how much it needs, not me. So the next one, ectomorph. Now, ectomorph, you already burn calories at a high rate. Your metabolisms are burning and firing, so doing a lot of cardio is not going to be beneficial for you. I would say even max 3 times a week, and you don't want to make them too intense. The reason for you to do cardio is to keep yourself healthy because it's cardiovascular, so you still do it for health reasons, to keep yourself healthy. So when it comes to the ectomorph, not a lot of cardio, not a lot of intensity either. You can get by with minimal cardio just to keep yourself healthy and getting blood flow, cardiovascular training, okay? Then with your weight training, that's where you're going to want to focus more on. And again, you don't want to increase your heart rate a lot to get your cardiovascular training. Like, you want to stay in an anabolic state so that way you can build more muscle, which means that you're going to want to take it easy. Don't do any HIIT trainings or anything like that. Just keep your weight training to low, not low intensity. I don't want to say it like that, but really a low intensity, so you're not getting your heart rate into the cardio training. Then with your nutrition. Nutrition is key, and you're going to have to eat a lot of calories. You have to eat more than the average person to just keep the calories on. Like, you're eating all day, every day, full-on meals, and just packing in the food. Not always fun, but because your body burns so much, we're trying to absorb as much and keep as much of that as we can to put it on the lean mass. Ectomorph. So the mesomorph, now they are just naturally gifted. Normally, if you just take care of your nutrition, eating every 2 to 3 hours, getting the right amount of protein, carbs, and fats, you'll get results. Weight training, obviously, like if you just do your weight training, you'll do okay. Now, this is where they think mesomorphs have this problem where they think they don't need to do cardio because they're just naturally gifted. Well, again, remember this is all about health, and you have to remember that. So cardio is still an important role. Again, doing a bare minimum 3 times a week, no less than 20 minutes. Yes, you should still do that. You should still take care of your body, feed it full of good, wholesome food, and really still take care of your body no matter where you're at. And this is for all body types. You really want to make sure that your program is designed for long-term health. What a lot of times I see in people's programs is that it's just not built for long-term health. It's very short-term, and they don't consider health consequences long-term. If you don't have cardio a part of your program, well, just consider it's cardiovascular training. You're still at risk for cardiovascular disease. So not doing cardio is going to affect your heart's health. Weight training. If you don't do weight training, if you don't have the lean mass, long term, that's going to affect your body. You won't be able to burn fat. You won't be able to keep fat off. It will be a lot harder for you, and your strength and everything else starts to go downhill. So, nutrition. If you don't eat healthy nutrition, yes, you will have health risks. They may not be things that you see externally. They might be happening internally. So making sure that you have good whole foods with vitamins and minerals and things that are going to help your body feel better and run properly, run smoothly, run on all four cylinders, you need to make sure that you're getting all of those nutrients into your body. Because, again, fitness is all about health. And fitness has some of the mentality in the fitness industry has gone away from that. And they go too far in the extremes and they neglect their health. But your health comes first, always. This is always about getting healthier, getting better, becoming a better you. So consider that. If your body isn't healthy, does it really matter what or how it looks or how much you weigh? If you're not healthy, does any of it matter anymore? If you're not alive, does it really matter with the way that you look? No. It's not just about looks. It's not just about the scale. This is about your life. This is about becoming a better you. And the way that you become a better you is that you take care of you. One of the hardest concepts for people to understand is that you must take care of you, which means that you must have a healthy body. You must have the physical strength, the mental strength. Your heart must be running. You have to be able to function to live. I know that's a weird concept, right? Function to live. Who would have thought? So if you're just consider in your own life, if your programs are too extreme. I know that the majority of people that I'm talking to right now aren't people who are looking to compete in bodybuilding or anything like that. They just want healthy, better lives. And if that's the case, then you have to look more at the long-term picture rather than the short game. And I talk about this concept to everyone because I feel so passionate about it. Because for me, if my clients, if me, myself, if I don't feel healthy, they don't feel healthy, then it's a losing game. So I just need you all to consider as I talk about fitness, as you tune in to PAC Radio constantly, I'm always talking about how important it is for you to improve you and take care of you and how vital that is to your life, how vital long-term vision is for you to thrive. So when it comes to your body type, the reason why I wanted to talk to you all about body types is because sometimes people are training like ectomorphs. Sometimes ectomorphs are training like endomorphs. And when you do that, your body just doesn't respond well. It's hard on it or it doesn't get the results that you want. And overall, it's just not doable for you and your goals. It gets frustrating. Mentally, it gets frustrating. And you start to shut down. And then all of a sudden, fitness and working out, it now becomes more of a chore. And now becomes something that isn't enjoyable. And that's not what you want. You don't want this journey to be a miserable journey. You don't want fitness to become something that you dread doing. And a lot of the times, the programs that I see come out or people doing is just, that's what it's doing. And again, it damages your mental health and the views that you have on fitness. Getting healthy and creating a healthy lifestyle is not something that's supposed to be miserable. It's not supposed to be something that you can't have fun and enjoy. So my message to everyone is that you can enjoy this. This can be a lifestyle. This can be something that you can, realistically, you can have the healthy, fit, and active body that you want. But it's also a science. There's also a science that goes into all of this. And you have to be able to consider that, yeah, you could go and find another program. You can go off of the internet and you can go find it. But this is why hiring a coach and the expert becomes so vital and so helpful, because they can teach you the science. They can teach you these valuable things that will allow you to take care of your body and become healthier. And something that will be long-term for you, and that's going to last you more than just a short period of time. So your body types, when it comes to ectomorph, endomorph, mesomorph, you all have a certain body type. And I get it, whether you're in the industry or not, whether you want to validate those or not, it really doesn't matter, because in the long term, we do all have different body types. Different body types require different kind of training and different, you know, modalities that you're going to have to implement in order for your bodies to respond correctly. It's just logical sense. So the categories, whether they're validated or not, you're going to want to consider those for whatever goal that you're working on. Maybe you don't want to lose weight. Maybe you don't want to put on more weight. Whatever it is, you're going to have to consider those variables and the methods and modalities that you have to use. And that's the purpose of a customized training program. So if you are ready to evolve, if you are ready to change your body, then I would just have you go to www.fitforevolution.com. See if you're a right fit for the pack and join. I love you. I'm Matt Johnson, the leader of the pack.